This is ContactTalkRadio.com, consciousness in action, and you are taking action into your consciousness by tuning into Contact Talk Radio.
And on TuneIn.com, Hing.fm, and UpSnap Mobile.
Contact Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Carol Reitberger Show, where each week you'll hear a new topic dealing with health and wellness. Carol will be taking your calls and answering your personal questions. And now, here's Carol.
Well, welcome and thanks for joining me today. I'm your host, medical intuitive Carol Reitberger, and today's show is the Conversations with Carol show. What that means is that there's really not any specific topic that I'm going to be covering, but I want to thank all of you listeners that have sent me topics that you've wanted me to research and do shows on, so thank you for that. If you do have a show topic for me, you can go to my website, www.ritberger.com, and submit a radio topic, show topic that you'd like. I'll put it in my list to bring it to you in the year of 2012. But today's show is just going to literally be a full hour of taking your calls and answering your questions and sharing my medical intuitive skills with you. So if you have a question for me about your health, or you want to talk about this crazy energy that's going on right now, or the fact that we're all being pressed to really make those final decisions of those things that we've been working on all year long and make that final decision. Do you want to end it? Do you want to continue it? Do you just want to avoid it? And again, the universe isn't up there saying, okay, well, we're not going to take anybody that wants to avoid it. But it's literally just getting a lot of off our plate right now and getting prepared for the energy of 2012. So I'm going to be just sharing a little bit about that energy and what's going on. And then the rest of the time is taking your calls. So if you have a question for me again, you can call me at 877-230-3062. That number is good in the U.S., Canada, and also for international callers. And all you have to do if you're doing an international call is call your international calling code and then 877-230-3062. If you're not on my email list, I suggest that you do if you'd be interested in hearing about a lot of the happenings that is going on. I'm going to be offering some brand new classes in the year of 2012. But also what I'm going to be doing is offering a free channeling that I do every year, the beginning of every year in January. And in order to get that free channeling, then I need to have you on my database list. So what you can just do is go to my website, www.ritberger.com. And then on the home page, you'll see that it has a place where you sign up for newsletter and then any special orders, offers that I'm having. Then you just sign up right there. And again, remember, you can always opt out. But if you would like to receive a lot of the free downloads that I do that are guided imagery, or I have free downloads for different teleclasses that I've done, and then also wanting to get this channeling for 2012, and the importance of that is the year of 2012 is the year of abundance, and so there's going to be a lot of information that I'm going to be sharing in that channeling on abundance, and then also what can we do individually and collectively in order to reach that place of abundance, not only for ourselves in our own life, but then all for all of humanity. So it's a real pivotal year. It's kind of that tipping point year as far as this consciousness that we've been moving into. So again, go in and sign up, please. It's www.ritberger.com, R-I-T-B-E-R-G-E-R.com. So very briefly, the energy right now, intense. That was something that has certainly been there. A lot of emotions have bubbled to the surface. I've certainly experienced that a lot with people that I've been talking to in my readings this month. And the emotions literally are the soul's barometer. It's literally letting us know how much time and energy we're having invested in different activities and experiences in our life. When we experience positive emotions, then those positive emotions are telling us that, in fact, we're headed in the direction that's in alignment with our soul's agreement and that we're going to be able to find the joy that we're looking for in the work that we're doing. And in fact, when we're doing our work, it doesn't even feel like work at all. And then the value of negative emotions is that the more negative the emotion, meaning the stronger the emotional charge, the soul uses emotions to let us know through those strength of those emotions how much time and invested time and energy we've invested in the process of being able to literally work through the things that we're working through. So I've had a lot of people that have, over the course of this month, have been saying to me, I've been dealing a lot with anger issues. And, you know, Carol, I'm not an angry person, and I just don't know where it comes from. It just seems to well up from inside and get to the surface, and I'm trying to figure out what to do with all of this. So one of the things I always share with people is when anger bubbles to the surface, what your soul is saying is, look, take a deep breath, stop, look at this, and then look at what is happening in your life to see how much time and energy that you've invested in maybe trying to be someone other than who you are, or someone that is trying to please others even at your own expense. So again, emotions are very positive because they really are a barometer to tell us where we are. Positive emotions tell us also that we're moving forward in the work that we came here to do, and negative emotions doesn't say that we're stuck. It just says that, you know, take a deep breath, stop and look at it, and then ask yourself, how much more time and energy do you want to invest in these same thoughts, these same patterns of behavior, and these same comfort zones that really are imprinted in us emotionally when we're very, very young, and we spend the rest of our life really being able to get rid of these emotions. So a lot of emotional energy. But one of the things that I found is that as I was preparing for the show today to get an insight as far as what this the energy is right now so I can share it, is that a lot of the emotions that are coming to the surface also are emotions around sadness, or emotions around sorrow or grief or regret. And again, you know, the holidays, we could say that it has to do with the holidays and the press and the hustle and bustle associated with them, and that it caused up a lot of childhood memories. But the reality of it is, with these emotions that are coming up that I've also asked to be able to share today, is that sadness lets us know that there really is change that needs to take place in our life, and that what we're looking for in that sadness bubbling to the surface is we're looking for hope. And the thing that I always share as a medical intuitive is that when we experience sadness, the thing that pulls us out of sadness that leads us to joy is hope. And with hope, we can conquer anything. We have the courageousness. Our brain kicks in and supports us hormonally. It supports us in the neurotransmitters, the neuropeptides, all of the different hormonal changes. But without hope, we go into that helplessness, hopelessness state, and then we get into that sad state. Now, instead of us being in control of our lives and moving our consciousness forward or our lives in the direction we want, we find ourselves really buried in the minutiae, the emotional minutiae of sadness altogether. So what we're going to do is I'm going to talk about that sadness. When it comes to the surface, the best way to be able to work with sadness is to be able to take a deep breath. Again, I keep saying that because when we're stressed, we quit breathing. But when we hit these emotions and you feel that sadness, just take a deep breath. And instead of focusing on what's made you sad, one of the things that was shared today that is going to be a key word for us to be able to really move seamlessly and effortlessly and finding the joy that we're looking for and elevating our consciousness is the word gratitude. So in sadness, instead of dwelling on what we don't have and all of the woes and the things that we've had in our life, they're very much a part of our journey. Then what we do is we look at the things that we have. We look at the things that bring us that sense of hope, that bring us that gratefulness, that thankfulness for the fact that, you know, today may be different than it was yesterday, but today and then tomorrow it can be different. So again, I'm going to continue to talk about this a little bit more throughout the show, because doing a gratitude, a mantra in the morning or an affirmation, and just looking around at the things that you really have that are of value really bring you out of that place of sadness. And it really creates this energetic and chemical momentum in the body that literally allows us to attract what we desire. So very, very exciting times. I'm going to, again, as I said, continue to share more about this, because the counsel that I work with, that I go to, and I'll say, do you know, I need a little bit of help, and both personally and then also to share with all of my listeners. And the counsel said, today, Carol, the word to focus on as we move into the ending of 2011 and going in 2012 is the word gratitude. So we'll be talking about that more, but of course it is a Conversations with Carol show, so I'd like to jump right on. Hi, Queen. How are you, sweetie?
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Well, you're welcome, hon. Thanks for calling me again. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Thank you. Thank you. How can I help you?
My question is around career.
Mm-hmm.
I finally know what I want to do. I'm sitting on a wealth of ideas and things that I want to do. And I've been actively looking for about 5 months now to change work and change career direction. And I want to know if I'm looking in the right place or it's not the right time or...
Okay, so all of the things. Yes, it's the right time. Yes, it's the right place. One of the things that it feels like is that what you've maybe have been doing, honey, as it feels to me, is you've been trying to approach it kind of that traditional way of approaching it, which is obvious. That's what we always do. But one of the things that, and I've had the pleasure of talking to you before, one of the things is, honey, you always think out of the box. You always want to march to your own drummer and do things different.
Yes.
So, yes, you're moving forward exactly where you need to. The energy around what I'm picking up, there's still a little fuzziness, not a lot, but in that fuzziness, when I kind of get through that little bit of fuzziness, I can find great clarity there. I can find a lot of passion, a lot of want to get you out of bed in the morning, energy around it and everything. So that lets me know that this is really on track. The little bit of lack of clarity, don't dwell on that. Don't worry about it. It'll flesh itself out because it feels to me that if you just change, and what I mean by that is step outside of what you've been trying and look at doing it a little bit differently, then it's going to find you instead of you trying to chase it. So let's see if I can ground that a little bit more for you. So are you using just kind of the traditional ways of networking?
Yeah, just going on the job website. There's some companies that I want to work for, and I've been getting an urge to move, and I've been wanting to move out west. So I've been kind of just looking at the companies that I would be interested in working for and just looking at their jobs. It's been 5 years since I've looked for a job, so it's kind of...
Well, you know, the real good news about all of this is it's been 5 years and everything has changed tremendously in 5 years.
Yes.
I mean, that doesn't help you because that's why I was picking up. You're still doing it the traditional thing. So going in and looking at the companies that you want to look work for, first logical way to go with it, the move is definite. It's going to probably be sometime late spring. I don't know why I say that other than your field just said, woohoo, validator, Carol, she's moving. So it'll be, that will happen. One of the things, that comes up, is there one particular company, and you don't need to say the name of it, is there one particular company that you really would like to find out more or really would like to work for?
Yes.
Okay. It feels like that they're going through some organizational changes. Is that accurate? Do you know that?
I don't know that to say. That I don't know. But it's a large, older company in entertainment field, so I'm not sure.
Yeah, it's having to change. It's not changing its philosophy, but it's changing. It feels like there's a lot of movement within the organization itself. And it feels like there's a new department that is being created. And it feels like you could match that new department. So one of the things I would encourage you to do is to go in and see if you can find out anything kind of in the depths of it, any new products that they have, any new services, feels like more services that they want to provide, and then kind of look at them that way and put your hat on and say, you know, I could fit there. And then what you can do is you can take a unique approach, maybe even using something like LinkedIn or some social networking like that. But the more you know about the company, or you could even, you know, Facebook it. Does anybody know anybody that works in this company or anything about this company? Something like that where you're not sounding like a stalker, but it can give you the information. And, sweetie, it's so close. It's just like it's like your soul said, tell her to just step out of it and look at it just a little bit different in the way that she's going to manifest this without going the traditional route.
Okay.
it feels like there's so many people going the traditional route that I just need to let Queen out and let you look different and shine differently.
Okay.
So try that.
And I'm going into the right field. I want to go into areas of TV and film. So is that, I feel that's the right area for me. Big change because I've been working in healthcare insurance for years. So it's kind of
right.
A big change for me.
Oh, absolutely. It's a big change. But, you know, the common denominator is it's working with people. And, honey, that's where you shine the best.
Yes.
And so.
Right now, at home, I work at home, but it's no people around me. So it's kind of boring.
Yeah. Well, no, you're much too extroverted to, you know, this was all fine. And, you know, it got you through a lot of transitions that you were in.
Yes.
And it really helped you move yourself out of getting, you know, checking off that list, relationships and all the different things that you were doing.
Right.
And trying to figure out what you wanted to do when you grew up and the whole bit. Those 5 years were really, really positive for you from the standpoint of cleaning out those emotional and psychological closets that you had and even some relationships. But right now, it's like coming out and then being able to say, you know, I just need to be around people. I need to talk. I need to interact. I want to dress up. I mean, I keep picking up that you want to dress up.
Yeah.
And you want to look good when you go to work and those things. So those are, when I say look at it differently,
okay,
those are the things I'm talking about. Looking at seeing yourself dressing up. And, you know, if you come to California, which it feels like you will, then the climate's going to be different. And, you know, where in California, so where the company is, do a 5-mile radius and see what would be possible there and look around. And so just have some fun with it instead of it turning into this arduous process of trying to do it the same way as everybody else.
All right. And you hit the state dead on because that's why I was this year I've got down what I wanted to do and where I wanted to move to. And I'd never been to California, so that was kind of weird. It was something that kept telling me to, you know, go there. So I'm listening to
you. Are you looking at going to the Bay Area?
Yes.
Good.
We're in Southern California. The company is actually located in Burbank. That was the
okay.
particular company I was really interested in wanting to work for.
See if they have any satellite offices in the Bay Area. For some reason, a little more Northern California, a little bit slower pace, a little bit more beauty. You can still be by the ocean. For some reason, it came up there. So just kind of explore it.
All right. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
You are so welcome. Hi, Sophia.
Hello.
Hi there. How are you today?
Yeah, hi. I have a question.
Okay.
I went to a doctor and took a urine test, and the doctor said that I have pre-diabetic,
mm-hmm.
and I think I have no potassium or sodium.
Correct.
So what should I do to keep my general health healthy, like any kind of supplement I can take to improve my health?
So there are some things. So what it's saying is that with the pre-diabetic diagnosis and then with going in with the sodium and the potassium, what it's saying is that we need to get the kidneys working more effectively. And so the reason for the pre-diabetic feels like it's more of a kidney issue than it is maybe an insulin pancreas issue. So one of the things that you can do is that if you have no sodium, then that's going to affect your blood pressure. It's going to affect the way that your body metabolizes and thyroid. So one of the things that you could do is you could look at doing some acupuncture. You could look at doing working with a Chinese medicine doctor to be able to work with you on the kidney renal area, that third chakra area. That would help you as well. For some reason, we don't want to put a lot of sodium in you, but for some reason, Celtic sea salt or a real good high quality, easy to metabolize, very, very low amount of salt would be able to help you. You can look at foods that you could eat that are potassium based. I'm going in, your body just said, oh, no, there's certain things you can't eat, so I need to go back in with that potassium. You could look at doing, talk to your doctor about taking a very mild potassium supplement or potassium is a natural diuretic. You could look at doing something like that, or look at some kind of herbal remedy that could help you with the potassium.
Okay.
So, and the other thing, sweetie, are you, you feel thirsty to me. Are you thirsty a lot?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't drink enough water.
Yeah. So what you want to do, when you do your water, why don't you put in some lime rind or lime juice or something green. You could do some spirulina in your diet if you did it in a drink form or something. For some reason, that just felt to me that it's going to help cleanse the kidneys and it'll help the liver and it'll help stabilize you.
Okay.
So, Sophia, sweetie, the pre-diabetic situation isn't the situation that most people think of as pre-diabetic with type 2 diabetes. What you're dealing with, sweetie, in the pre-diabetic aspect has more to do with the health and well-being of your kidneys. So if you could talk to a Chinese medicine doctor, or you could do some acupuncture that works on your triple warmer and then works in the kidney area, those things would be of great value to help stabilize your body. And then my sense is that that predisposition for pre-diabetes will go away.
Oh, I went to the Western doctor, and the doctor had an x-ray done for me, and he said that along my urinary tract, I have some stones.
Yes. Yeah, and see, the stones are the fact of the sodium-potassium imbalance that's causing, like, a calcium, the calcium to not be absorbed into the body weight it needs to, so it's actually storing in the kidneys. So what we want to do is focus all of the activity on the kidneys itself. Look for things that talk to the Western medicine doctor, talk to a Chinese doctor, talk to an acupuncturist, things we can do to work with that in the Chinese medicine, working with the meridians. It's the triple warmer area that we want to work with. And but that's what we really need to work with. And if we can get the kidneys cleansed and functioning in the body, getting rid of the waste that it needs to, and not building up the uric acid, which could also be an indicator of a trigger for a potential pre-diabetes. If we can work with the kidneys, sweetie, I think that that diagnosis will then go away. That's what it feels like to me.
Okay. I'd like to ask, so I need to, the spirulina you're talking about, is it
right.
powder form, or is it, what kind of
well,
thing
you
is
could,
that?
Yeah, it's usually in a powder form. What you want to do is you want to do things that are real high in chlorophyll, and that's why spirulina. You might look at blue-green algae would be something you could look at also. But with the green, what it does is it builds up the red blood count. It helps cleanse the liver. And as a result of cleansing the liver, then it helps the kidneys as well.
That means I have anemia?
Say again?
Do I have, like, low red blood cell? Because I used to have low red blood cell and I took
yes.
iron tablets.
Yes. What you do is your body has a predisposition to make it. And if we can get your red blood count out, so this, the greens, the spirulina, what has multiple positive benefits to you. One is it helps detox the body. The other thing is it helps build the red blood count that will give you some more energy. The other thing is it's very good for a liver cleanse, that because the liver creates part of the bile salts that the kidneys have to work with. So when we go and we look at that, that's why I suggested that you go that way, because of all the benefits. Your red blood count is slightly low, but not to the point where you were, nor do you have anemia. I would just like to see it boost up so you have some more energy and then you'll metabolize differently.
Sure. Okay. Thank you very much.
You are most welcome. Okay, I'm going to take one more quick call. Hi, Brian. How can I help you?
Hey, Carol. How are you today?
I'm very good. Thank you for asking.
Super. I just had a quick question in regards to candida. And
mm-hmm.
I found that I'd had it systemically and started the cleanse protocol back in October. Okay. I was just checking on, just kind of doing a progress check. The person that did the live blood test for me, on a scale of 1 to 5, you know, like a 4, 4.5 for yeast and fungus, and maybe if you can fit things in that scale, see if I'm making progress.
You are. And I mean, your body literally is responding very favorably in many, many different ways. The first thing is I'm touching you, you're probably a 2 right now, and you're headed to 1.5.
Oh, great.
So everything is working very, very favorably. But the other thing, being a medical intuitive and picking up even beyond what you're doing physically, honey, you've let go a lot of the things that have been robbing you, kind of what I call that sweetness of life. You've really had to go in and look at what do you want your life to be? Where can you find some joy? Where can you focus your energy and helping other people that feels like that's important to you? So you've really taken a lot of positive steps on many different levels. Mentally, you have been able to get the success of going on this cleanse that is not an easy thing to do. You know that. And anybody else that's had a candida cleanse is going to tell you that when you first hear this, it's like, OMG, I don't think I can do that. But what it's done, and stay on it as long as you have, but what it's done is it's helped you regain some of the willpower, some of that sense of being in control and confidence that it feels like was pretty out of control. That's kind of what I talk about when I work with the candida overgrowth. So there were a lot of things that you felt like, to me, that were out of control and that you just needed to get control of your life. That's probably, from a psychological standpoint, a huge, major change that I feel in you that's putting you into that psychological balancing as this diet is doing for you.
Yeah, I've kind of felt that shift. It's part of that also was starting the gym and getting up and doing that and being motivated. And for it's now, it feels good.
Absolutely, it does on a lot of different levels. It's releasing a lot of good things in you that you weren't sure were still there, but they are. This is good.
Yeah, and then you were saying with the earlier about sadness and that, and finding new levels of things as the ability to reclaim more of my body for me.
Absolutely.
That,
absolutely.
I've been able to look at things a little more and sit with them, and that's been great too. So fantastic. Well, that's what I wanted to know, and thank you very much. I look forward to the abundance readings coming in the early year.
Oh, well, thank you. Yes, I'm very excited about those also. Well, thank you for calling me, and happy holidays to you.
You as well. Take care, Carol. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Brian just triggered a thought that I just forgot to do when I first started the show, and that's one of the things I'll go into more detail in the next segment, but I just want to plant that seed, is that I do this abundance, I do this channeling the beginning of every year, as I mentioned in this segment. But the thing that's different this year is that I always go to the guides and I'll say, so what's going on next year and what can we expect? And are there going to be any energy shifts? Are there any code words? Are we going to be attuned? If there are energy shifts, when are they going to happen? And then, of course, it starts out all about me, Carol, and then it's like for everyone else. And one of the things that the guides said is that why don't you reach out to your listeners, your friends that are the listeners and your friends in general, and why don't you invite them to ask us questions via you, Carol, about abundance. So I'm going to use that as a little bit of a tease, and then I'm going to come right back after this brief commercial break, and I'm going to share more about all of this process and then how you can submit the questions so I can go to the guides and ask your questions and then get the answers and include them in the channeling. So stay tuned. I'm going to be right back to talk more about channeling, about gratitude, about the power of negative emotions, and then also taking your calls. I look forward to talking to you. Stay tuned.
Would you like to learn the hidden meanings behind illness and see how a medical intuitive views illness? You can by joining medical intuitive Carol Reitberger each month on her teleclass series, Your Health. Each month she'll be featuring a different health issue and sharing the contributors behind it. You can register online at www.reitberger.com. That's www.reitberger.com.
Have you ever wanted to talk with a medical intuitive to uncover the hidden meanings behind your aches, pains, and illnesses? Now you can. Internationally renowned medical intuitive Carol Reitberger is now offering personal and health-related readings. Discover your soul's purpose. Learn about the soul and the pre-birth agreements that you have with the people in your life. Readings can be booked online at www.reitberger.com. An hour with Carol can be life-changing.
Your chance to be part of the show. Call 877-230-3062. Call in with your questions or thoughts and talk with the host and their guest. Again, that number is 877-230-3062.
Well, welcome back. If you're just joining me today, it's a Conversations with Carol show, and that means that I'm taking your calls and sharing my medical intuitive skills with you. So if you have a question for me about your health, or you'd like to talk a little bit more about what we can anticipate in the year of 2012, individually and collectively, or maybe you're considering a major lifestyle change or a job change, as one of my callers was in the first segment of the show. Anyway, I'm going to be taking your calls, and I invite you to call me at 877-230-3062. That number is good in the U.S. and Canada, and also international callers. You just dial the calling code, and then 877-230-3062. So I was talking a little bit in the first segment about the energy of 2012, and 2012 is the year of abundance, and the importance that emotions have as far as the abundance paradigm that all of us are looking for. And as I mentioned before I went on commercial break, is that I also come in and I go in, and the end of every year, I go in and ask my guides if there's any information that would be of value, first of all, of course, for me, but then for all of us, that I can share throughout the year, either in classes that I teach or in a channeling that I do the first of the year, that would maybe provide some insight and some hope and some direction. Not that I'm in charge of direction, but in direction to be able to help and assist each and every one of us reach that place of enlightenment that we're looking for. And so one of the things that, as I ask the questions, the counsel that I work with, the guides that I work with, now I need to tell you that I have just become comfortable sharing that, because I had this counsel work with me when I went into my near-death experience. And when I was on the other side, the counsel was able to provide a lot of information for me, but it was something that I kept really hidden, because being logical and a researcher and scientific base, I was really uncomfortable telling people that I hear voices or that I talk to the other side, because, again, also with my religious background. But now, you listen to me, I'm just saying it just as easy as can be. So I go to the council, and I go in to prepare myself to ask the questions, and then they posed a question to me. Why don't you ask your friends and listeners to submit a question they have in regards to abundance? And then what you do, Carol, is you pose the question to us, we'll give you the answer, and you can include that in the channeling. And my thought was, OMG, if I do this, I'm going to just get an abundance of questions, which I have. I've been very blessed that way. But if you do have a question that you would like to ask in regards to abundance, what is it? What is it? How does it work? What is the nature of it? What are the obstacles that block us from achieving the abundance and that we're looking for? Why do we have abundance in one part of our life and not in the other part? Please go to my website, www.reitberger.com, R-I-T-B-E-R-G-E-R.com. And I actually have on the homepage, submit your abundance question. And then what I will do is I will then go and ask for an answer and include that answer in the channeling that I'm going to be doing. Now, I realize, because I posted this the other day on my Facebook Twitter page, and then also to my mailing list, and within an hour I had 105 questions. So it's a big job, but I am looking forward to it, and what I'm going to do is to take the information and address all of the questions and then go to the council, get their answers, and then I'm going to be offering an ebook that later in the spring that will literally help us from a different perspective look at what abundance means and how it works. And I think a lot of our conditioning is that we've been conditioned that we can have abundance in one part of our life or not in another part of our life. One of the things as I was preparing for the show this morning and thinking about my own questions for abundance, I asked very succinctly, what does gratitude have to do with our ability to manifest abundance? And the answer was short and sweet, everything. So as you're looking to end 2011, one of the things that I encourage you to do is to just take a moment throughout the days as we end the 2011 dynamics and all the resolve and all the work that we've been doing. And literally, instead of looking at what you haven't done, look at what you've done, and using the power and the momentum of the energy of gratitude to be able to be part of that law of magnetic attraction that is going to help us manifest what we desire in our heart for ourselves and collectively by doing it from gratitude. So something as simple as, you know, being thankful for the health that we have to be able to do the work for our chosen task. So often we get caught up in having to do something and we find ourselves wishing we were doing something else or begrudging ourselves for having to do that. But if you look at it from that gratitude perspective, the fact that we have the energy to be able to do those tasks that we need to do in order to sustain the quality of our life, and then also the tasks that we choose to do, and then being thankful that we have the energy and the enthusiasm and the ability to be able and the health to be able to get through the task of the day. Also to be thankful for the wonderful friends that we have, whether it's one friend or a whole bunch of friends, but be thankful for the friends that we have and the reason for that. These friends are friends that you signed a soul agreement with prior to coming into this lifetime that agreed for you to help them and them to help you move forward in the work that you came here to do, your soul's intentions or your purpose in life. So the friends that you've had, be grateful and thankful for them, for they have served their purpose. You have served a purpose in their life. They have moved on. You have moved on. And the energy around that closure is not one of anger, as it may have felt in some cases, but it really is more of gratitude that they were in your life. And then that having gratitude for the friends that you have. If you're so inclined to have animals, cats, dogs, birds, horses, pigs, chickens, lambs, goats, I have all kinds of clients that have all kinds of animals. Be grateful for the animals, and the reason for that is they are truly the healers of the world. They don't get caught up in the thinking in humans about how to give, how much to give, when to give. All they do is give. And we can also be grateful for the lessons they teach us and how to adapt to whatever the cycle of nature is, and the fact that, you know, in the spring we're going to have the abundance of green grass, and in the summer we're going to have the trees with the leaves in order to be able to shelter us from the heat. And then in the fall we're going to reap the rewards of a lot of our efforts, and we're going to start preparing and building up our coats and preparing for the winter. And then in the winter we have the ability, and the animals teach us, to just go into that quiet state of reflection. The other thing is thankful for the family that you have, all family members. I know that may be a little bit of a stretch for a lot of people, but all family members, and for, again, the purpose that they have served in your life, perhaps to help you find your voice and perhaps to move you into that uniqueness that you are, and marching to your own drummer and finding your own gifts and then really standing out in the crowd. That's one of the things with the dysfunction of families. The value of it is that it really is part of the growth process of who we are. And then what we do is we can be thankful that they did the work, that we experienced these emotions, and that these emotions really have led us to be who we are today on this date of 2011. And then also, in my particular case, I happen to have a little four-year-old dog. She just turned 14. And I'll tell you what, she entertains me. There's nothing, you know, I can get serious, and then I go in, and she'll come in, and she'll sit there and look at me with those big eyes and go and get a ball and get a toy and get 5 toys, 10 toys, depending on how preoccupied I am. And she does not let up. She keeps stacking the toys until I look down, and I either can't get out of my chair, or I look down, and it makes me laugh, and then it makes me get up out of my chair, and it helps me play. And it changes the scenery, and it really helps me connect with myself and with her. So also, I'm very grateful for that. And then also the other part of it is really be thankful for the energy and the vitality that you have that keeps you on your task and on your purpose. And when sadness or anger comes forward, instead of chastising yourself or having these emotions, be grateful that they came to the surface, because what they're really doing is that they're really helping you recognize how, again, you've invested time and energy to them, but also they can help you recognize the hold that they don't have over you. One of the things with the energy of abundance of 2012 is that we can continue to look at abundance from the process of scarcity, meaning I say to people, you know, abundance can be literally an abundance of scarcity, an abundance of lack, or it can be an abundance of our desires that we are working toward, or our friends, or all the things that I listed. And the energy of the 2012 and the year of abundance, there's no force out there in the universe that is in there saying, oh, well, we have a scarcity abundance message that's coming in, and so let's just go ahead and delete that and then wait for those incoming happy, joyful, plentiful, grateful, gratitude, abundance messages that are coming in. If you think scarcity, you're going to have an abundance of scarcity. Are you being punished? Absolutely not. The universe doesn't punish us. What it does is it basically just helps us take a deep breath, step outside of the situation, look at it differently, and then find the joy, find ourselves within the situation, be grateful that it came to us, and that we move on. So again, all of these things that I keep finding out, they said the word of the day, Carol, is gratitude. It's the word that's going to be into 2012, the word hope. And when we focus on what we have versus what we don't, then we're grateful for what we have. Then we're hopeful that we will continue to have that in the future. Fantastically, the human brain comes in and supports that with the neurotransmitters, the endorphins, the neuropeptides, all of the different hormones even that basically help get rid of stress and move us forward. So again, time for us to look at that. And again, if you're too busy today, don't worry about it. You'll have a chance to do it tomorrow or the next day or the next day, or really every day through the year of 2012. So again, if you have any question for me that you would like to know about abundance, please do submit it. It'll be a lot of fun for me, a lot of learning for me, to be able to go and ask the questions and get the answers. So again, that's on www.ritberger.com. And when you're on the site, then go in also, if you would please, and sign up for my database. And then we can keep in touch with each other. All right, so what I want to do is I'm going to go in, and if you do have a call for me, you can call me at 877-230-3062. But what I do want to do is I want to spend just a very, very brief moment, and I want to go in and share about the energy of 2012 as I have also picked it up and where we are now. This is a time of quietness. It's a time of introspection. It's a time of reflection. It's the time for us to be able to go, and again, as I've said over and over again, really look at our accomplishments, not at the things that we haven't accomplished. The energy of 2012 is going to be more around attunement. What does that mean? That means that we're not going to have those big, heavy 2x4s, those cosmic consciousness 2x4s, as some people will call it, that are going to hit us upside of the head or kick us in the bottom, that are going to basically nudge, push, direct, whatever word we'd like, for us to move in a particular direction. In the time that we're in this enlightenment consciousness, the energy is more attuning ourselves to our own needs. That's something that's of great value to really find out what your needs are. If your needs are for relationships and you've struggled with relationships, then possibly the intention of abundance for 2012 is that you would like to create an abundance of healthy, loving relationships. And that can come in many forms. Again, in our humanness, we tend to want to control how it's going to happen, when it's going to happen, who's going to be a part of it happening, and what it's going to look like when we finally get it. But the thing that we're being asked in these attunements of 2012 is just step back, keep clarity in your direction, keep clarity in your desires, and then let the universe do its work. That was one of the things I was working with a caller in the first segment, is that sometimes we look at things the way that we think they should be done, and then our heart doesn't direct us, or we do it the way that we've been taught it should be done, and then as a result, we don't use our own imagination and creativity. So in the energy of 2012, there's going to be a lot of attunement. There's going to be a lot of attunement around imagination, a lot of using your intuition, using it differently, using it as part of the decision-making. So again, lots of exciting things that are happening in the energy of 2012. And so as you're looking at this year, we can go through and do a very quick recap. So you can go back. We had a major energy shift on March 25th. Did you notice I said energy shift? And that shift, literally a shift, changes our focus, where an attunement helps us refine that focus. Big difference there. So we had that in March 25th. We literally hit this proverbial brick wall. We were moving forward, and then we hit this wall energetically. And it isn't that we were doing something wrong. It's just we needed to stop, take a deep breath, look around, and ask ourselves, is this what we really want to do with our lives? And are we attracting the people, the experiences in our lives that will move us to expression of our soul's purpose? Well, then we go, and we're going along. We get kind of in this quiet little hibernative state, state of hibernation, where we're there. And then May 25th, we go into this movement again. And it's like, well, we wake up and now we're moving. And then that was again an energy shift, focusing again on what we want, but again looking at it a little bit differently, not a lot. And then August 25th, we had another major energy shift that started picking up the momentum. And then October 25th, we had a change. And that change really was not a shift, but an attunement. And it was the time that gave us a chance to really look at what we've been doing all year of 2011, 2010, 2009, 2008 in that cycle, and then moving us forward. Pretty darn exciting times, and gold stars and good job for all that you and myself have done. And I have to remember that sometimes, but when I do, it puts a smile on my face, and then it puts a smile on my heart. And that leads me to the next thing, is thanking all of you for supporting my work, for continuing to share my work with other people, and to be such loyal listeners to my show. Those are the things that I'm grateful for, and to be able to bring the information to you. So if you do have a question for me, please do go to my website, www.ritberger.com. Sign up for the newsletter, any special offers that I have. Explore my brand new website. Very, very proud and pleased with it. We have lots of great products on there now. Submit your question, and then also we have a free download from a teleclass that I did in October on breast cancer. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and so I did a very extensive PDF on breast cancer, looking at it from a holistic perspective. That's available for purchase. But if you have had breast cancer, or you know of someone that has it or has been recently diagnosed, then that's something that you may want to share with them in gratitude for them being in your life as well. So very exciting time. So let me ask, is there anything else that I am supposed to be sharing with you? Oh, I can actually pick up a lot of the listeners' energy at this point in time. So the energy, that kind of overall energy that I'm picking up right now, is I'm picking up, Carol, will my thoughts change? And the answer is yes. And one of the things with the council is they always answer very, very clearly, very succinctly. They don't have to go into an hour dissertation on anything. Yes, our thoughts will change individually and collectively. And the reason that they'll change is because the environment has changed. The times have changed. The way that we were doing things has changed. Every time we create a thought, that thought is a new thought based on where we are. While it may feel like, look like something that we've experienced before, thought before, it may be part of our habits or comfort zones, the reality of it is those thoughts are all unique. They're all original at the time that you think them, even though they may look like an old thought. And what I'm picking up with that is if you realize that all thoughts are unique and that all thoughts are reflective of where you are at the moment, then all we have to do is just change the emotional charge. So if you think something, instead of going in and saying, oh, here it is again, golly, I can't seem to move forward, I must really be stuck, I've been working on this for a long time, know that that thought that triggered that reaction was a new original thought. And it isn't so much focusing on the new original thought, it's letting go of those comments that we say to ourselves that we wouldn't say to our worst enemies. Abundance literally uses thought to be a part of the magnetic attraction of what we desire. As I mentioned before, in the energy of abundance, if you think scarcity, then you will have abundance of scarcity. If you have a fear around survival, you will have an abundance in the fear around survival. So how do you change that? If it comes up and you're worried about maybe how you're going to pay your rent or pay your car payments or how you're going to survive or food in your stomach, and you think those fears over and over and over again, you will get an abundance of those fears. So how do we do this? We turn it around. When that fear comes up around how you're going to be able to do things, instead of dwelling on that and creating that emotional angst of resentment, anger, that can come forward, maybe you look back and think, you know, I didn't know that I was going to be able to do this 6 months ago, and here I am. I'm able to pay my rent. I'm eating well. I have all the richness that I need. I have friends to share things with. I really don't have anything that I need in order to survive. And when we look at it from gratitude, whew, I just got goosebumps. It changes the entire focus of the energy of what we're creating. Now what we do is, instead of being afraid of our around our survival, that fear aspect of it, then we look back and we say, oh my gosh, look at this. For 6 months or 3 months or 3 days or the whole year, I have literally been able to do what is needed in order to move me forward in the direction that I desire. As you heard in the last segment, when you hear this back in the archives, if you weren't able to make it the first segment, one of the things is that we're all really moving toward that thing that we really want to do. It doesn't mean not working for someone, but that thing that we want to do. So again, just shift perception and look at all you've done, all you've accomplished, how you've pulled it off, those rabbits out of the hat, that positive, optimistic attitude when the world looked at you like they thought you were crazy, or your friends or your family did, because how in the heck were you going to ever do this? You need to get a job. You need to do all these other things. And yet, what did you do? You stood steadfast in that uniqueness and that joy that you had. So by shifting from lack to gratitude, then we shift the entire dynamics of abundance. So thoughts are important. As we always know, we are what we think we become, we think, see the cycle. So they are important, but even more important are the emotions that are attached to those thoughts, because emotions are the movement of abundance. If we are afraid or angry, we get more anger. So again, just things for you to think about. Now, if you would like to listen to this show again in the archives, you can do that. We're going to post it on my website, www.ritberger.com. The reason I spell it is because it's spelled Ritberger, pronounced Reitberger. And I've learned over the course of all the years I've been doing this work, if I say Reitberger, it gets misspelled. People can't find me, and I can't find them. So go onto the website, look at all the different things that we have available that's on there, and then enter your question that you have. But you can also go to the archives, and you can listen to every show and download every show I've done on Contact Talk Radio. And I will, this April, be 3 years with them. So, and they're there, they're free, they're yours for the listening. But I want to close this out. Thank you all for being in my life. My life is richer for it, and it makes what I do easy and loving and makes me happy. So thank you. You are my gratitude that I'm going to carry with me today. Light and love to all of you. I will actually see you on the radio next week, and then Happy New Year to you, and have a wonderful, wonderful holiday season. Light and love.
You've been listening to The Carol Reiberger Show. Join Carol next week and every week at 10 a.m. Pacific Time on ContactTalkRadio.com. To contact Carol, visit her website at www.reitberger.com. That's www.reitberger.com. See you soon.